Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm sorry, am I calling for what?
Yes, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yeah, but I have a question about eligibility. So I saw the announcement that went out today about the expanded eligibility. And I do meet a couple of those eligibility criteria, but I've already received my first dose in Tennessee. I actually drove up there. They had an open, and I drove up there a couple of weeks ago to receive the first dose. I would prefer not to travel that far to receive the second dose, but when I went online to the eligibility site, as soon as I selected second dose, it said I was ineligible through the portal and had to call here to find out eligibility and scheduling. So am I able to get the second dose here locally in Montgomery?
That's correct. Yes, sir. We don't really, it's not a difference on where you actually get the shot. As long as you're willing to travel, we don't care where you get that shot. If it's in a different state or, I mean, it really doesn't make a difference to us. You're welcome to go ahead and get it in this state.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I'm actually here in Montgomery. So that's what I'm saying. I actually traveled to Tennessee. I definitely would prefer to get it locally. So my appointment in Tennessee was for 1 April because I got it on, I think it was the 12th of March. I got the Pfizer vaccine. So how do I schedule an appointment for a location here in Montgomery that has the Pfizer vaccine?
You'll just, so what you'll do is contact, we have a pre-register line that you'll have to contact, which is considered the vaccine hotline. Their phone number, what they're going to do is ask you for the county that you're in. If you're in Montgomery County, you'll just, of course, say Montgomery. Then they're going to get your first and last name, email, age, and your phone number, if I'm not mistaken. But they do have a number that you call to pre-register at. Once they get your information, the pre-register line fax your form to the health department. So it'll be Montgomery County Health Department. And Montgomery County Health Department is going to give you a call in like 2 to 3 days to actually give you a call to schedule you. So that vaccine hotline, their number is going to be 855-566-5333. So that's 855-566-5333.
Okay, 855-566-5333.
Okay. That's correct. And that's that pre-register line that you're going to pre-register under Montgomery County.
Okay, and then they'll pass that on to the health department, and the health department will contact me in 2 to 3 days to schedule.
That's correct. May take 24 hours, but they call you pretty quick.
Okay. All right,
great. All righty, was there anything else I can help you with today?
No, ma'am. That's exactly what I wanted to know. Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Oh, real quick question. What is your direct line there? Because I've got family up in Huntsville. We all went to Tennessee. And I'm sure that they'll want to call this number as well because they want to get it locally if they can too.
Are you needing the vaccine hotline or our direct line for this, the number that you're on now?
I guess this number because, well, I mean the vaccine hotline. So whoever they can call to get the same answers and ask questions just like I did.
Okay, if they're wanting to do the same thing you do, they'll just go ahead and call the vaccine hotline, that number that I gave you, and the only thing they're going to need is their county, and then they'll just go ahead and pre-register, and they get their form fax, too. So everybody gets their form fax, and the health department gives you a call from the number that you leave on file when they ask for your number.
Okay, perfect. And I can arrange to get the Pfizer vaccine since I've already gotten that the first time.
You don't have to let the pre-register line know that they just pre-register you, so that you don't have to necessarily tell them what shot you're getting. The health department gives that information from you once they give you a call to schedule you.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today.